Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. As Jesus walked on the road to Jerusalem, he was walking to his death. He had many enemies in Jerusalem who were making plans for his death. This is the fourth story in my series, Jesus' Final Week, where today we'll grasp what Jesus knew about his future before he even arrived at Jerusalem. As Jesus walked on the road to Jerusalem with his disciples, he could see they were becoming very nervous, and for good reason. Everyone knew that the religious leaders in Jerusalem wanted to see Jesus dead sooner rather than later. As they walked, Jesus gathered his 12 disciples closest to him, and he told them what was going to happen. "Men, behold, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. And they will hand him over to the Romans. They will mock him and spit on him and scourge him and kill him. And then 3 days later, he will rise from the dead." Now, he was talking about himself. James and John spoke up, taking advantage of this opportunity. "Teacher, we want you to do us a favor. Can you grant that each of us may sit on your right and the other on the left when you arrive in your glory?" "You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" "Oh, you think so? Fine. The cup that I shall drink, you also shall drink, and the baptism, you will also receive the same baptism, which I am baptized. But to sit on my right or on my left is not mine to give, but this is for those whom it has been prepared." These are just some of the future events Jesus talked about as they approached Jerusalem. My hope is, as I unwind my story, you caught the subtlety that Jesus' closest disciples did not understand what he was saying. They did not understand that he was walking into a trap that would kill him, and yet he had a plan to bring victory to all his followers. James and John could only see their own desires to be great in Jesus' new kingdom. Join us as Jesus walks into this trap. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.